Clay Pigeon with you. Hey, everybody. Dusty Show. 3 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Thursday night. What is this? The 4th of May, 2017. This show could go any number of ways. Up or down, sideways. I'm not sure. I have no idea. 201-209-9368. That's reckless right there, just throwing that number out. Fabio's not here. Sometimes nobody calls without Fabio. Where is Fabio? Donna's here from Philadelphia. Fabio's off in Mexico somewhere for the ayahuasca enema ceremony. When Toronto's not available, they're jetting off to Mexico. Where are you, Fabio? Are you listening down there? What time is it? Are you out of your mind? Are you crawling around on the jungle floor, naked, skin, knees, hallucinating, biting the bark off of trees, wrestling wild boars? I don't know. I got to figure it out here, man. The phone's not ringing. 4 after 6, 201. Somebody help me. 201-209-9368. It's the Pidge calling out to you. This ain't no wake and bake. This is Dusty. This is the ashes. This is the old molar they pulled out in third grade. In the bottom drawer, back by the thumbtacks and the map of Nebraska with the little flare, the red flare circle around Blair, Aunt May, Grandma Nelson. The Cornhuskers just crushing the Hawkeyes again. Nobody cares. Bob Devaney, Geritol, Joe's Zwieback's Geritol. Wheat germ, that's all we had then. Some stinking wheat germ. That was our health plan. But we were young. We didn't care. We were going to live forever. No recession, no Occupy Wall Street, no CEO culture, no golden parachutes, no Trump, no Paul Ryan, no Trump care. All they want to do away with that Obamacare. Look at those lines starting to light up. Now you want to talk. And it probably, this damn thing probably won't work. Let's try it. Anybody there? Dusty Show. Wait a second. Now try it. Anybody there?
Yep.
Yeah, who's this, man? Tell me something good, man, because I'm on the edge.
Oh, man, Clay, that ain't no good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Just got out of work.
You got a job? You got a job?
Freaking warehouse.
What do you do, man?
I just work in a hardware warehouse, you know, picking orders and stuff all day.
You got health insurance?
Yeah, I got health insurance.
Is it good, or is it just every year they get you together at a meeting and tell you how it's going to be a little worse than last year?
Yeah, it's one of those type deals.
Yeah, big deductible.
Yep.
You ever use it? You're young. Anything bad ever happen?
Nothing really bad. Just a couple dental issues, you know what I'm saying?
You're married? You got kids?
Nah, no wife, no kids, just a girlfriend.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20 years old. You want to get married someday?
Yeah, one day, but I'm still living it right now, man.
You got a girlfriend, boyfriend? What's going on?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
You do? How long you been going out?
Probably about 3 years now.
3 years. She want to get married?
Maybe. I mean, I don't see anything that's wrong with her right now, so.
Yeah. What were you hoping for me today? What did you need from me? Did you need some hard rock? Did you need ballads? What do you need?
I wanted some 60s garage.
60s garage, that's your thing, huh?
Yeah, that's my thing.
Name a couple of bands. What do you need, man? Maybe I got it. I don't know.
You can never go wrong with... I've been really hyped on the Cadets with Stranded in the Jungle.
Jeez,
love,
man.
That song.
Yeah. You know who covered that was the New York Dolls.
Yeah, I got that one on vinyl. I love that.
It's all out on the shelves. It's all out. You know, I've never looked at it. I've never used the library. I'm so damn vain. I just bring in my own stuff, man. I can never be bothered with other people. It's just a selfishness. I'm coming face to face. There's so much karma coming down on me right now. You can't believe it, man.
Nah, yeah. Clay, you're being way too hard on yourself, man.
Yeah, just boss calling me, the Lumberg thing. Need you to come in this weekend. We're doing 10-hour shifts. I was just thinking, man, it's finally the weekend's coming. That ever happened to you?
No.
Yeah. Your phone's dying. It's dying. I'm turning you down, man. So what do you want to tell people?
I just want to tell everyone to, like everyone says, keep a positive outlook. Keep listening to WFMU. Maybe it'll make your mood a little better with some good tunes.
You know what I love, man? I was just talking to Donna, and we were just kind of lamenting, and she was saying, geez, these young people, I don't know how they feel. The future looks so strange. And then you call, and hey, you're doing okay, aren't you? You feeling like it's going to be all right?
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with the future. I mean, as long as I could just make enough money to, you know, sustain a comfortable living and do what I love to do, you know, just rock and skate. That's all I care about, man.
Man, you enjoy every second of it. Will you do it for me?
Of course, man. Anything for you, Clay.
I believe you, man. You're great.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling me.
No problem, man. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Dusty Show, you there?
Hello, Clay.
Can you do me a favor, man? Can you just hold on a second while I just think for a minute?
Sure, you got it.
Just don't go away, okay? I'm going to think.
Problem.
I got to think for a minute, man. Jesus bought a monkey, and it's riding on his back. In the back seat of a 67 Fleetwood Multi Cadillac, knick-knack paddywhack gave my dog a bone. Boss man calling on my telephone. Come in. The weekend looks sour. Black showers. Work 10 hours. Feel the power of the man. The rich man beating us down. Taking it all away. Taking it all away. Jesus bought a monkey and he named him Bubbles. I looked in Bubbles' eyes and see nothing but trouble. Chimpanzee calling me to the land of the primordial primate. Too late, too late. The cave has been lit with halogen light. Too bright, too bright. Charles Ives, calcium light, night. Freedom lost, such a cost. The boss bringing me down, 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 beating me down. Wearing a frown, only the listeners, the glisteners can make me rise, can make me realize there's still a reason to live. My love, the love, the love of my life. Oh, baby, thinking of you now. Kissing your sweet, precious face. Looking in your large, beautiful eyes. How long since I cried? I can no longer cry. I can only fear, fear the act of dying. The lack of trying, the lack of crying. My ducks, it starts with an F. It rhymes with ducks. I can only say fuselage. That word comes close, the word that I fear most. 13,000 feet up in the plane, like pain, pain Stewart circling round and around in Minot, North Dakota. That plane came down. Now it's lying in pieces on the ground. No more pars, no more birdies, no more bogeys. No more stogies, the cigarettes are gone. Can't smoke them, sucker, something's gone wrong. My lungs, my tongue. Eddie Van Halen tongue. Jesus bought a monkey, named him Bubbles. You still there, man?
I'm still here, Clay. I'm listening to you sing. I can't listen to the radio, I'm listening to you sing.
Yeah, man, I'm just dead. Just free balling it there, man. Free balling it. 13 after 6. What's up, man?
Clay, this is Chris. Listener pleasure, Chris. I called you last week. I made a mistake. I like you and Glenn Jones both on the morning show. You both guys are the best in the morning when I go to work.
Which way are you leaning, man? Tell me honestly.
No, I can't. No. I'm on the fence.
Yeah, come on, man. If it was me, you'd say me.
No, maybe. Okay.
It's Glenn, isn't it?
No, you.
Yeah, you're lying, man.
Because he has a Sunday afternoon slot. Yeah. Listen.
Don't worry about it, man.
Okay. Are you okay? I'm worried about you.
Are you? I'm good, man. I'm probably better than I've ever been. I tiger blood, man. We'll do it live!
Hey, Clay?
We'll do it live! Jesus bought a monkey! I'm still here, man. I'm fine. What's up, man?
All right, Clay. I was worried about you a little bit because I miss you on Thursdays and I love you in the morning.
I'm good, man.
Can you play Request? I don't think you have in your repertoire, though.
What do you want, man?
I called you like 3 or 4 years ago. Grand Funk, I'm your captain. I don't think you're going to play it tonight, though.
How about Inside Looking Out?
That sounds good.
That's probably the, you know, those two, man.
Sounds good, Clay.
How come they're not in the Hall of Fame? How come we can't make people believe, man? They make fun of Grand Funk, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Let's play it, shall we?
Okay. Hey, Clay?
Yeah. I'm here, man.
A shout-out to my girlfriend, Ginny, that's all.
Tell her, man. Yeah, go for it.
Hi, Ginny. I'm a landscaper. I do her lawn. Hi, Ginny. Thanks, Clay.
Nope.
Hope you're okay, man. Don't go anywhere.
I'm not, man. I'm hanging in there.
Thanks, Clay. Love you guys.
You do the same, buddy.
Yeah.
Just like last week, I don't have crossfade capabilities. It's not because it's impossible. It's because I'm too lazy to figure it out. Station manager Ken says, get with the technology, man. These kids around here, they know everything. I'm just like, Jesus, man, the bass, mid-range, treble, that's a lot. You should see all the frickin' dials in front of me and knobs. All the trays and Acme DeGauzers, Padis rectifiers. Jesus, look at all this shaving cream. Man, I'm losing it, man. Jesus bought a monkey. Jesus bought a monkey.
A broken man, I serve my time doing the best I can. Walls and bars, they surround me, but I don't want no sympathy.
Oh baby, all I need is some tender loving to keep me sane in this burning oven. And when my time is up, you'll be my reefer.
Like it's worth on a God's green earth. Be my reefer. Gotta keep smoking that thing. No.
This is Grand Funk Live. It's Inside Looking Outside.
Through my veins.
They try and drag me back to work again.
Yeah.
Pain and blisters on my mind and hands. I work all day making up a nickel bags and driving me wild. I feel happy like a newborn child. Now when my time is up, you wait and see. These walls and bars will keep that grass from me.
Keep going.
No, no, baby.
I hear you, caller.
Hello.
I hear you. I hear you.
Hello, how
are
you doing?
Hold on, I'm just dancing around. Give me a minute.
All right.
Ah, yeah. What's up? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Who's
it's
this?
Vicky here.
Who's this?
Vicky.
Who is it?
Your friend from London.
Oh, Vicky, how you doing? What time is it? What are you doing awake, Vicky?
It's 20 past 11. PM.
What's going on in London? What's it like over there?
It's cold and dark. It's unseasonably cold and dark.
Yeah.
And I just tuned across. It was Charlie's last show for the time being on Give the Drummer Some. So I was just listening to that, and then I moved across to listen to you. And I was reminded of that film Vanishing Point. Do you remember that film?
Yeah, Barry Newman, man. Cleavon Little. Great movie.
And they're driving through the desert, and they're getting away from the man. I don't know where they're going. To the woman, maybe? I don't know. But there's that chap who's on the radio, and he's broadcasting
Super
the
Soul.
Whole thing.
Super Soul.
Do you remember it?
Super Soul is his name. That was Cleavon Little.
Right.
Right, right.
And that you just put me in mind of him.
Oh, man. That's such a great movie. Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And Barry Newman's taking that car across from Denver to San Francisco. He's taking speed. He's stopping by all these weird people, the naked lady on a motorcycle. And that's a great movie. They remade it, too. They made another version of it. But, you know, the original is always the best. So, what's up, Vicky? Let me ask you something, Vicky. And I know we got an intercontinental connection here. But are you... What do you think of the United States right now? Are people over in England wondering what is going on over here?
No, I don't think that. I think what's going on everywhere.
Yeah. What is it? What's making this happen? The Brexit and all that crap. What's causing it? Are people just white people just freaking out? What's going on?
It could be simple and it could be complicated. Which one? There's so many answers to that question, aren't there? So many questions to that answer. I don't know. I mean, you could say that it's capitalism that's caused it, greed, people cutting off from other people, lack of connectedness with their fellow human being.
Is it the Pandora's box of that computer? Are we losing it? Is it the end game of capitalism? Is it it's that money?
I think capitalism is a big part of it, yeah.
What do we do? What system should we go to?
Trying to remember that the person next to us isn't very far away and that maybe they've got feelings too.
Really?
Start with yourself, don't you?
What do you want to say to the listeners?
What do I want to say to them?
Yeah.
Not a lot. I just thought I'd phone up and say... Well, I want to say plenty to them, of course, but... You know, I just heard you on the air, and I miss you.
You know what you're giving me? You're giving me that famous British reserve. You're holding back. You need to wear it on your sleeve like the bleeding Yanks, man. We're just right out there. You guys are reserved, aren't you? That's the difference between us. We're real emotional over it. I know you're emotional. Everybody's emotional, but
I'm emotional.
You hold back with it, though, don't you? It's more private.
No.
You don't?
No, I don't. No, I don't. You're burning the candle at both ends because you care very much about what you do, and that's what I want to say to you, and I admire it
And now the boss,
you're a brilliant DJ. I want to say to you.
The day job's calling, saying, come in this weekend. We need 10-hour days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vicky, I got to go. I can't even hold a conversation here. I got to move. I got to do something here. I got to throw something. I got to sing. I got to dance. I got to get moving, okay?
You keep clapping. You keep clapping and singing over the top of things and dancing, all right?
I'm going to do it. You love me?
I do.
We love you guys, too. Say hi to Peter, okay?
Will do. He's listening in the next room.
All right. Can you scream? That's what I've never heard a British person scream except John Lennon. John Lennon. There you go. Do it one more time.
You know it's really late and my neighbors are like 4 feet above my head sleeping right now.
You're so nice. You're so nice. Bye, Vicky. Yeah, come on now. Now we're talking. Build it up. I'm almost 60. I got nothing left, man. I'm rigging the dish rag. I'm rigging every bit of life out of this mother.
Let me feel it. Yes, I feel it. Yes, yes, yes,
sometimes. Only Grand Funk will do it, man. I see you on the phone. Don't hang up, shame and grave. Yeah. This is called a blowout. This is what the Midwestern bands did. You made the ending as long as the damn song. Pulled this off the rack a year ago. It's the only album I care about here at the station. Takamba. Agali Ag Amumin Takamba on the Mississippi label. Anybody there?
Yes.
Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How you doing?
Okay. I'm back by popular demand.
What's up with you? What's your story?
Well, I read a poem, part of a poem, last week, and people liked it.
You got
so
the bug.
I thought I'd call again with another one, but it's shorter.
That's okay. Hold on, though. I want to put song behind you. Nice music, okay?
Okay.
But I only got the three ballads here.
Three ballads?
Yeah, you got to have a ballad. You can't do poetry.
Ballad.
Yeah. This is the one I've been working for months here. Go ahead, take it. Just, you know, as long as you need. I'm just going to sit here.
You were doing the poetry thing earlier, and I thought that was great.
Thanks, I made that up.
That's awesome.
Jesus,
off the top of your head,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. That's the only way I can do it. I can't. I'm a quantity guy. I pump it out, and sometimes it's good. I can't think about it. I got no intention span left.
I read at church sometimes, and if I go in cold, it's better than rehearsing it because I don't get nervous.
I want you to just take the show over right now for a bit, will you? Just help me.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm just sitting here. Let me know when you need me. Otherwise, it's yours. Jess
okay.
Towery. Jess,
you want
right?
me to read?
Just anything you want to do. Just tell them what you're doing.
Okay, this is another Bukowski poem.
You won't hear from me. You won't hear from me until you call for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So just relax into it. You got 33 minutes here. Just go for it, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're a listener. You have that right. It's free form here. You guys own this place, man. All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's not who lived here, but who died here. And it's not when, but how. It's not the known great, but the great who died unknown. It's not the history of countries, but the lives of men. Fables are dreams, not lies. And truth changes as men change. And when truth becomes stable, men will become dead. And the insect and the fire and the flood will become truth. So that's it.
Jess?
Yeah?
You done?
I'm done.
That was short. I thought it was going to be longer.
No, I did. I picked a short one because the other one was so long. You didn't have enough time.
What city were you born in?
Nashville.
Is that where you grew up?
Yeah. Can you tell I have the accent?
I bet it's more pronounced when you go back to visit, right?
Yeah, and if I have some whiskey,
right.
It's even more pronounced.
Right, right. You love Nashville?
I do. I miss it. It's growing really fast. I'm sure I wouldn't recognize it.
Right. My brother lives.
When I go back to visit.
My brother lives in Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Franklin's nice.
Yeah. He was a TV weatherman there.
Oh, who is it?
His name's Tim. He hadn't been
Tim.
On. Yeah, he retired a year or two ago. But,
Tim Pigeon?
Yeah, yeah. What's your sign, Jess?
Libra.
My wife's a Libra. You have a hard time making up your mind?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be, you know, you got to have the balance.
You are the balance.
I try to be the balance.
People want you to mediate their arguments because you got the scales.
They do.
Yeah. How you doing, Jess? What's up? Talk to me a little bit. I'm just going to calm down here.
Oh, you know, I'm just watching my Chicago Cubs play, and today was my Friday, so I'm off.
Were you excited when they won the World Series?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you were.
My husband has been a fan for 50 years. I've been a fan for over 20 years.
Where do you live now?
In Jersey City.
Okay, yeah, you're right here now. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
How'd you get on to me? Seemed like you're a big fan all of a sudden. I see you online and you're all about
the... Oh, yeah, well, I love your morning show. I mean, I laugh a lot at your show and smile, and it's just a great way to wake up and to listen to your show and your music, and you have personality.
Geez, I kind of tuned out politics after the election. I think a lot of people did. How do you feel about it?
I'm not liking it.
Yeah?
Not at all.
What's going to happen? Know? Where are we headed?
I don't even want to think about where we're headed because it might not be where... it's not where I want to go.
Right. But a lot of people don't...
There's a lot of tension, a lot of wars, you know, that are... I think are going to be perpetuated and... You know, it's a scary time.
Right.
A lot of uncertainty.
Does it ever swing back around anymore, or is this a new paradigm we're existing in?
Well, I don't know. We'll know next year in November.
How come those Democrats don't vote in that midterm? Why, even in the last election, a lot of people just don't vote.
I know, and I don't understand that, especially when the stakes are so high.
Are they
and
just...
you have a television reality host running for president and is president, and you wonder, you don't know where everything's going to go. It's very uncertain right now.
Have we crossed over a line where reality and television reality are?
I don't think we're quite there yet.
Am I being dramatic? Am I just scared, man?
Am I scared?
Am I scared?
I don't know. Are you scared?
Yeah, I'm terrified.
For real?
Well, on a real primal core level, yeah. But maybe we all are. I'm getting older, too. I'm almost 60. I got big things to think about now.
Well, my husband is going to be turning 57.
Right.
So
do you look at him
right
sometimes?
You.
Do you look at him when he's not looking and go, man, he's getting older?
No, I like it. I don't mind it. He's 10 years older than me.
Yeah, my wife's 10 years younger than me, too. I wonder if she... Because I looked at myself lately. I'm like, Clay, man, you're looking rough, babe. These morning shows, all this just staying up all... I've been sleeping 2 hours a night for weeks.
You need a good moisturizer.
Yeah, that's what she said. Jesus. You're so right.
That will help with the tired look and get more sleep.
I feel alive when I'm here in this chair, Jess.
I can tell.
It's like a battery. Sometimes it's got too much energy in it. It drives me crazy.
Well, you put your heart into it.
Yeah.
And I think people like that. I think that's why you have so many fans.
I'm
a fan.
I think, though, that I'm that guy that bites the head off the chicken, you know, the jester, the clown, the tears of a clown.
No, I think people know you're more than that. Especially when you interview people, you exude a certain empathy. Especially when I hear these interviews with homeless people. You don't talk down to anyone.
I feel like I am them. I'm homeless. I have a homeless heart, you know?
Yeah.
I love my wife. I love my life. But man, we are just all internal gypsies. When you finally break it on down, it's the pride. 25 in front of 7. Jess, I gotta make something happen here now.
All right.
I don't want to go. Hold on, though. Wait till this next song starts so I don't have a... There we go. I didn't want that naked silent moment. That's silence. I gotta... There's gotta be sound going, or I just... If I'm left with my own thoughts and silence... Then it's just bees, just thousands of bumblebees.
That's how I am. That's how I am at work. I can't sit there on the computer all day and not be listening to something.
Yeah, man. I got 24 minutes to fill here, Jess.
Well, I'll let you get at it.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel sometimes you come out of the chute so hot that you just spend it. You spend
it. Play some Yes.
That'll eat up 9 minutes. I played it on the morning show, though. Is that make me? Can I play it on Dusty too? Did you see Yes? Did
you
see?
If you want to.
Did you see Yes?
Positive music, and if you're feeling down, it's a good. They're a good band to listen to. You know, they're kind of uplifting.
They loved your moisturizer comment. Everybody on the Ackies talking about moisturizer now. My wife doesn't like the word moist. I don't like it either.
I don't either.
Nobody likes the word moist.
Unless it's referring to cake.
Duncan
you
Hines.
Want a moist
I just
cake.
Thought of that too. Moist and springy. And then they push it down with a fork and it comes back up.
That's right.
Scream,
you
Jess.
You gotta have some Jell-O pudding
scream,
in there.
Scream at the injustice of the world. Scream. Scream, Jess, please.
All right.
Kapok tree whose roots go deep, mirror top of tree underground, reaching down to magma and mantle, feel the heat of the inner core, wish for something and get much more, confess and get much less, astroturf, fission, bionic arm clutch, super hydraulic strength. Somebody just came in the building. We've got a little camera. It looked like my boss. Jesus, they found me. They found me, man. They found me. No! No!
This is real whiskey here. The only people who put iced tea in Jack Daniel's bottles is the Clash, baby!
This is a public service announcement with guitar!
Here's the Clash and the Dusty Show.
Know your rights.
Know your rights.
Oh, an aristocrat. Oh, no, yeah.
Carl, are you there? Carl, are you there? Carl, are you there?
Do 3-hour radio for
Caller. Caller. Caller.
Let friends do 3-hour morning radio for a week. Play. It's Aaron in Minneapolis. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing? Are you still there? Hold on.
I was just messaging with your English friend Becky on Facebook.
Right,
quite
man.
A nice person.
There's some crazy interference, and I can't have it because it's painful. I know it takes you a little while to respond, so I'm giving you some time here. But it's like when I was crushing the cup there; it's like a styrofoam crushing sound. I don't know if you can hear it. Hold on, let me get some background music. It's pretty loose here, so I can just kind of talk and keep going because the audience is cool here, man. They don't mind, so let me find, because I just got my laptop here. It's fairly out of control. Let me get an instrumental up. Anything will do. How about this? That'll work. These are the Matic horns. This is good for some gauge right here.
It's beautiful here in Minneapolis. It's spring here. Even though we got snow on May 1st. Fun times.
Snow on May 1st. I haven't been in Minneapolis. My brother went to Brown Institute of Radio Technology. I went to North Star Auto Auction with my friend. We were juniors in high school. His dad had money. He bought his son a Triumph TR6, a butterscotch colored one, and we drove it back to Audubon, Iowa. Got as far as Perry, Iowa, and the thing broke down. Just as cool car, man. We were sober too. We weren't smoking back then. We were high school kids, straight as a string. Just high on life and all the possibilities that stretched out in front of us. I know you're gonna come back with a comment here in just a second. I know it takes you a while. You're communicating with a device like Stephen Hawking or something. I dig it, man. I dig the effort you're making. There's a lot to admire about it. Yeah, yeah.
They hated my radio voice.
Yeah, you've got some type
of... They rejected me at Brown Institute.
They
hated my radio voice. We are getting ready for the Big May Day parade on Sunday. I will be a part of it, playing music with a marching band. We also play for the big puppet pageant afterwards, and it's always fun.
I want to tell you something, man, and I hope you can hear me. I want you to type one more message, because I got to let you go. You've got a bad phone connection. It's not fair to everybody to have to hear that crackling sound. It's painful, but I don't want to disrespect you. I know it's difficult for you. I always love hearing from you. Type one last statement, just one last statement, something you want everybody to know, and then I'm going to let you go, okay? That's how it has to be.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Don't lose any more sleep.
You take care, man. I hope it's okay. I'm going to turn you down. And if you can still hear me. Yeah, that guy is cool. I don't know exactly what the deal is. Can you imagine, though, just typing one message at a time? Maybe it would make you a little more deliberate about what you say. You're kind of thinking about it instead of just spouting it off like the pidge does. Just willy-nilly throwing it out there. I don't know anymore, man. There's just the phone lit here. Clay Pigeon, this is the Dusty Show. Who am I talking to?
George Floyd, Miami Beach, and all the destinations. George Floyd. Destinations. George Floyd, Miami Beach, man.
I've been trying to figure that person out for months, and I really love them. I hope they never stop with that. It's so mysterious. Something brilliant about it. There's a lot of fear in it, though. They don't want to communicate, so there's an element of panic in it. They can't just break it down and talk. It's like real quick burst. An ambush, an assault, and then they're out. It's guerrilla call, really, it is. The Americans invented that, I think, in the Revolutionary War. No more standing in lines with volleys back and forth, but standing up in the hills and shooting them as they walk by, unexpected. It changed the face of modern warfare. Guerrilla warfare. Oh, man, see, now you want to talk. That's good. Dusty Show, anybody there?
He's not having it, but we reached at the end of the day. See, no ears,
yeah? Yeah, see? It's exciting for that person. And their heart rate is up, the adrenaline's coursing through their veins. It's a little moment. Everybody needs a moment, you know? This is the moment. I'm going to call that guy, and I'm going to do my weird little thing and then hang up. And I'm at his mercy, really. I got no producer. I don't really mind, though. I don't care, man. The only thing I'm sad about is running out of time and then never really accomplishing what I wanted to. And I don't even know what that is. That's the weirdest part. But I always leave just wanting. Is that the human condition? Just wanting? Even when you have it all. I think that's it. These are rich people now. And when I say rich people, I don't want you to misconstrue. I don't think wealthy people are bad. I think there's a lot of philanthropic wealthy people, better people than I. But something's out of balance. Then you throw that socialism word in there, or financial redistribution, and oh, Jesus, man, Jesus bought a monkey. Jesus bought a monkey. Jesus bought a hairy tan monkey! Rubber tube arm junkie, vein straight to the heart, blew his world apart, fractured his mind, he left it all behind. On the mysterious road to nowhere without a care, out in Arizona. Ice cream Kona Lona. Tony Danza, Jesus, I'm out of rhymes. Let's just listen to this dial tone for a minute. Nice. Let's pick out another song. Hey, let's get to go back to the... Well, give me a little Touareg here just so I'm not naked. I got about 9 minutes left. You can call me if you want to. I'm going to line up something heavy. I need something heavy. I like that heavy music. This lixiviated life guy in the ACU, he's been real present lately. Hey, Lix. I'm going to call you Lix. Hot Lix! What do you guys want me to play? I mean, I could get a play it out here. What does that mean? Play it out. What does it mean? Play me out. The Sting video. We'll do it live! We'll do it live! And always, no matter what I do, this is better. No matter what I'd ever do, this is better. I just put this on, and it's better than anything I could ever, ever do. Because it's plugged into the Sahara, to the vastness, to the heaven. Heaven to the diatomaceous fried earth out there, so far away, the Bedouin culture. It's probably brutal and sexist, filled with dung beetles and camel spiders and old cans of rusted right guard with clogged nozzles, old Duncan Hines cake boxes, moistness gone, just sucked out, the moistness just sucked out of it, just sucked out, mother! We'll be right back. Here's what we got in the U.S. when they got the Touareg over in the Sahara. We got Wayne Newton.
Ooh, the shark bit has such teeth and dick, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife, where's old man Keith be? And it keeps the mama out of sight. Are you doing that shark bang with a steel, baby? Scarlet Billow, start to
spin. Yeah!
Five seat gloves, who wears Maggie, babe, so has never,
never chase a red.
Get it on,
get it on
the side. Sunday morning,
life's a body, ooh, just who's alive.
Maggie, he spends just like a pit boss. Could it be a boy doing something rash? Get it on, get it down.
Just scream, man. Just that's what I need now. Just scream into your phone. Yeah, man. Do it while I slam this cymbal. Scream!
Scream, everybody!
Yeah!
Yeah, we be.
Scream, baby.
Damn nuclear bomb water. I'm too got the danger. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Heaven is a gravel road, walking out of town. Up and down over the undulating hills of western Iowa. Passed by a Ford Country Squire wagon, baby blue, 1968. Dust rising up, settling out over the corn, the pheasants, the mice. Treflan. The wild asparagus. I never reach another town, though I keep walking. I never reach another town, just up one hill and down the next. And I never get tired, and it never rains. And the sun never shines. And the starlings come in at night to roost in the trees of the towns I never see, but I know they're there. People pounding on pots and pans with spoons, shooting shotguns in the trees as the little bird carcasses fall filled with shot. Dutch elm disease, the trees marked with orange X's for the chainsaws, the Poulans and the McCullochs. Their bitter, biting chains ripping through the trees. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Hardy White is next, followed by the TNP. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening. Always remember.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we travel together, as we spend some time together, as we just exist together, we live together. Oh, I don't want to live together. I wish I had enough money to go out and live on my own. Oh, I'm sorry. But then you wouldn't have the company. And who would make coffee for you in the morning? Please stay. Lou, hand me the spoon driver.
Phillips head or grapefruit?
Grapefruit. All right. Hand me the Allen keys.
The tools or the politician?
The tools. And could you hand me the foil tape?
There's only one kind. Is that okay?
Yeah.
How's it coming? You got the time machine fixed yet?
It's more or less fixed.
Does this solve the problem where it lands in the wrong year?
No, it still does that. I was trying to fix the problem where it smells like a sandwich shop.
Oh, I don't mind that so much.
It makes me queasy.
There. Now, I just need a small piece of wire.
Here, I can snip a piece off my braces.
Oh, geez, really?
What do I care? The orthodontist will replace it. He lives to give pain.
That's perfect, Butchie. Thanks. Okay, it's ready to go.
As per our agreement, I get to say where we go.
I did promise.
Although you used false pretenses to achieve that.
You mean I lied like a rug? Lied. In the hallway. Before you threw up on it.
I was sick from the flu.
Yeah, the drank too much flu.
I don't drink, Butchie.
Well, I'm sure you did something stupid to get the flu. Bad things only happen to people because they deserve it.
That's enough. Now, where do you want to go?
I want to go to the day we got the radio show.
Why?
Because I think you guys misremember it. I want to prove that I am the reason we have this show.
Oh, this'll be good.
Butchie, how do you figure?
I don't have to figure. I can show you. Shall we go?
I need a minute to pack a lunch and put on my hernia belt. I don't want to blow a gut bubble from the stress.
And I need my time travel hat. Did you know that men used to wear fedoras and not be scorned?
I did know that.
Also, you know a lot of people call a trilby a fedora, when it's clearly not.
That bugs me, too. I think I'll wear a hat this time.
They make hats your size?
Very funny.
I thought maybe you had to wear a 5-gallon paint bucket with a shovel blade brim.
I have a nice hat that was my grandpa's. This.
A top hat with hawk feathers and a skull motif hatband?
It's for religious ceremonies. I think it looks very nice, Lou. You look ridiculous. Now, Butchie, better than your Weasley Stetson. It's an antique. Okay, let's get in. Strap in. Hardy, Butchie keeps elbowing me. Stop it, Butchie. He takes up too much room on the bench seat. Why can't you put the bucket seats back in? Well, the one broke. Under the immense weight of Baron Register here. I'm a big man, I'm sorry. Cut it out, Butchie. Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Listen, you two, I'm not starting this time machine until you act like civilized human beings. You're saying we should economically oppress the masses? Not that civilized. Just be decent to each other for a few minutes, please. He started it! I start everything. I'm an early adopter. Enough. I need to concentrate. These controls are messed up. I don't want to end up in the Middle Ages. I'm not dressed for it. So set the way back to 5 years ago. It's not a way back. It's a time made. Well, set it for June whatever, 5 years ago when we got the show. Well, that's when we started, but you want that or when Ken asked us? Oh, whatever, okay. All right, strap in. Strapped. Did you take your time travel sickness pill, Lou? Have on a patch. All right, here we go.
I gotta take a whiz.
Well, we're here, so that's no problem. I'll stick my head out of the door to make sure we're here. It looks like the station, but something's a little off. You know, we never went to the station to start the show.
Sure we did. Come on.
This really doesn't look right. There's the velvet portraits. Yeah, was there always one of Kurt Schwitter's? I don't think so. But sometimes they get given away as premiums. And the Pittsburgh Crawfords? Hey, Butchie, it's your favorite team.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think that was here.
Come on, Yins, guys. Let's head to Ken's office, just like we did 5 years ago.
Hardy, we never did this. I think you may be right, Lou. Is this even WFMU? I'm not sure. It's similar. Oh, shoot. I almost waved to Bryce, but he doesn't know us yet. Yeah, remember, we don't have a show yet, so act like you've never been here. Well, there's Diane. I want to tell her something about Voivod. You can't. We don't know her yet. I'm sad. I miss her, but technically we haven't even met. Lou, come here. Look at this certificate on the wall. What's it say? The Brish Show. It's a morning show. No, there's nothing called that. There was JM and the AM and the Best Show. Oh, no. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Hardy? Yeah. This is 5 years ago, but this isn't our universe, is it?
What's taking you in so long?
We're coming. Why does Butchie pretend to be from Pittsburgh? I have no idea. I've never wanted to ask.
Come in, gentlemen.
Ken Freeman, these are my sidekicks, Lou and Hardy.
Gentlemen, welcome to the radio station.
Hey, Ken Freeman.
It's Freeman, no D.
Hardy. Play along, Lou. Hello, Ken. I'm Hardy White.
Nice to meet you, boys. Butchie here has told me so little about you.
Yeah, you don't need to know anything about these guys. They'll be on the show sometimes when I run out of ideas.
I can't ever see that happening. A radio genius like yourself.
Thank you, Ken. No truer words have ever been spoken.
Oh, brother.
Tell me what you plan to do for the show, not that it matters. Simply having you here makes us all richer for the pleasure of working in your magnificent shadow.
Well, Ken, this is the way I see it. First, it's called the Butchie Spinoza Program, and the concept is I have a time machine and travel all around the world fixing all the problems of humanity and then playing music from that period. So, for instance, I might go meet Hitler and then play some Al Boley.
Sounds brilliant.
Then I might travel to far-off places like Canada and, well, I'll do some research to see if they have